Well, let's continue. We're in the Simchu Pei Vav. So yesterday we just went through the Gemara's in the needed issues, Bedika B'Shas Tashmish, and of course the Mishnayos and the Gemara's we started with were talking about the Bedika required for a woman who's Osekes Bataris, and the question is whether that's extended as well for Bedika before Tashmish, and we had different directions in the Gemara, and also a question whether we're talking about an Isha She'eshah versus Isha Inla versus. So just to summarize up to this point, and we're up to, again, I told you there was overlap between this and Simkuf Pei Dalet. So back in Simkuf Pei Dalet, Sifalaf, which I printed here in 27, it says, we read the end last time, Rov Anashim Yeshem Vestas, Liros Bisman Yadu, Kagon, Meshim, Lashim, Yom, Meshosh, Meshosh, Yom, Bechol Isha, Yeshem Veskavu, Boa Leha, Shalom Bishaz Vesta, a man can be with his wife, it's not Bishaz Vesta, Be'ena Tzvich Abdika Lifnei Atashmish. So there's not any bedika beforehand, okay? And there are more ads. Gam ein lo lahachmir livdok latzmo lo lifnei tashmish lacher tashmish. The Ramah says. Now notice the Mechaber didn't say anything about lacher tashmish. That's in deference to the position of the Rambam, as the Shach points out there in Sukkot Dalad. But the Ramah writes that there's no reason to be machmir either lifnei tashmish or lacher tashmish because the issue of libo nokfo, right? So again, you alluded to right there the different shitas. So just to summarize. What we pointed out yesterday in terms of the Shita. So according to the Rambam, we're talking about Isha Shiyesh Lovesas, right? Isha Shiyesh Lovesas. According to the Rambam, before Tashmish, just the Tzuos do it, right? The Rambam mentioned Tzuos, people were extra careful and so on and so forth, but Achar Tashmish, everybody has to, okay? Both the Baal and the Isha, according to the Rambam, that's the two Adim, right? Both the husband and the wife have to check, okay? He doesn't deal directly with the Libo Nokvo issue. The Magid Mishnah, if you look there in the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says maybe they shouldn't check right away, so it won't be a Libo Nokvo issue, but they do have to check. That's according to the Rambam. But according to the other Rishonim, they have to check at all, right? Just not to check at all. And the whole Mishnah, the whole discussion about the checking was only about Osekes Bataris. So that's the Machlokas, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Right? You know, the Rambam assumes Lifnei Tashmish, the Tzuos, and Lachar Tashmish, everybody has to. We're talking about even a woman who Yesh Lo Veses. And we mentioned the Rif, and the Rabbi Chananel that the Rush quotes, the Rif mentions this idea of requiring, the Rabbi Chananel and the Rif mentioned that there needs to be Bedika, but that's talking about Isha She'ein Lo Veses, which we'll get to shortly. Okay? So it comes out, really, if you think about it, the Rambam disagrees with the other Rishonim on two issues. One, on the Chi of Bedika, Achar Tashmish, for everybody, right? Achar Tashmish, that the Rambam requires even Yesh Lo Veses and even Eina Asuka Bataris, the Rambam requires it. The other Rishonim don't. And then there's a second thing he disagrees with, Bedika before Tashmish, which he kind of recommends as a practice of Tzumos, but the other Rishonim don't. So it's really on two different things that the Rambam disagrees. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik noted that in terms of the Chovas Bedika, okay, for every woman, La'achar Tashmish, the question is, what exactly is that, the nature of that din? What does it do? All right. So he says, not really, it doesn't really make sense to say that she does that bedika, shema tira, or shema rasa, right? That maybe she saw dam while she was having a tashmish. Because that were the case, and how could it even be mutter to allow her to have relations? I mean, you know, if that's a real concern, shema, if we're suggesting that the bedika la'achar tashmish is because of the concern of Shema Rasa. So how do you ever go, you know, enter into that suffix to begin with? Okay. So he said, therefore, it's not a chashash Shema Rasa. All right. Because otherwise it wouldn't be mutter to be bold to begin with. Rather, he said, it's a chovas bedika. Right. And we had that chakir before, right? We mentioned that there's a chovas, it's a thing as a chazal. We're talking a chovas bedika. Okay. Now, the question is, but again, what does it do? You want to tell me there's a Chovas Bedika before Tashmish, so the Bedika is like the Matir, okay, right? To put it in that terminology. Before Tashmish, the Bedika is the Matir. But Lachar Tashmish, what's the Nafkamina? Okay? And you want to tell me maybe it's a, we can avoid the... you want to tell me that it has to do with Karbonas, you know, that she won't bring a carbon, okay? But the truth of the matter is, even according to the Rambam, if you look back in source, where do I have the Rambam? 22. This is in the Hilchos Shur Bia Paragal, Halacha Yudalet, Tazayin, Yudzayin. So, you look at Halacha Yudzayin, which we glossed over last time. Look at the end of 22. Hamashamish mitoso palmim rabos einon tzrich lebdok shnei edim shalahen al kol bio bio. Meaning that even the Rambam allows the bedika to be a little bit later, in which case it wouldn't be a carbon anyway. So the question is, what is that bedika? All right. So it's hard to say. You know, you could suggest maybe to allow it to have tashmish further, okay, after that. But still, the question is, what it really is the toela. So you have to say that if she's asuka betaris, so then zosekas betaris, so then okay, so then you need the bedikah letzarach taris. All right, but the Rambam paskins that even a woman who's not osekas betaris requires it, and therefore you have to say it's kind of like a low plug. That's what the Rambam said. It's difficult to understand it really, but you have to say it's or the logic behind it. But you have to say it's sort of like a low plug. Since you need a fataris, then it's a low plug and she requires bedika labayla also. Otherwise, in other words, the Chazal established a chovas bedika. The chovas bedika was established for the sake of a second fataris. Once you say it, so it's for baila also. That's otherwise the question is, what is the purpose of that bedika? Okay, so that's just some back information. Everyone understands now that machok the Rambam the Rishonim, right? And the Rabbi Chanan on the Rif, which will agree that there's chibidik, but that's Eilavis. Right now we're talking about Eishavis. So let's look at 29, which is the first sif here in Simkuf Peifov, Sifala. Isha Sheyeshavis, right? Isha Sheyeshavis. Eina tzricha bedika klal lalifne tashmish, lola acha tashmish. Adarabba, ein lalivdo pifne bala bishas tashmish, kedei shaloi hei libo nokfo. Rabbi is clear. He's going along with those who've shown him. We're of the opinion that there's no chi of bedika at all, not before, not after. But then he does say, Rambam, Zal Matzuch Livdok Achar Tashmish. He does require some form of bedika after Tashmish, both for her and for him. Right? He be'ed shachod, who be'ed achod. The Liros Behem Shemaros Adam Bishash Tashmish. That's a little against what the Rav just said. He said, Liros Shemaros Adam Bishash Tashmish. The Rav, if that's a real chashash, the Rav's point is well taken, I think. How do you go into that situation to start with, if there's a real chashash? So he said, okay, it's really a concern more for it. It's a low plug. Okay. Anyway, uladaito, and then the machvar is utznuos vodkos atzman af kodem tashmish. That's the Rambam. So as always, not as always, because it's less in your day maybe than our chaim, but very often the Rambam, the machvar will quote the shita. And then in deference to the Rambam, he'll bring the Rambam's position, right? You all know, right? The Beis Yosef, he writes that he's going to make his decision as to the Paschal, like on the basis of what he considers to be the three great Mor HaRoah of the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And when they argue, he'll take the best two out of three. He'll take, whoever wins two out of three. A lot of times he doesn't Paschal like the Rambam or Chaim, which is all the time. He doesn't Paschal, but he'll quote the Rambam. Deference to the Rambam. That's what he does over here. At the end, it says, Uswara Harishona, he Iker Vechenagam. Presumably, that's the Rambam. Okay, Uswara Harishona, he Iker, right? The first way that Eina Tzricha Bedika Klal, Olifne Tashal. Achadam Ramah says that's the Iker. So that is the Psak as it appears here in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, it's interesting that we don't need, okay, so that's Shulchan Pasuk. Anyone who has the Vestas Kavur, if she has Tashmish not at the time of her Vestas, she doesn't need a Bedika before or after. Okay, it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says they're very interesting. In Siman Kuf Hei Vav Sif Tetzvav, look at 30. Well, Anias Daiti Nira, and our students do it. The Philodas Harambam ain't Sark Bedikos Bismanenu. Rosh Hashulchan writes, nowadays, okay, even according to the Rambam, you don't need any Bedikos. Why? The Alpha God, which is the Rambam, is the Shashina Darakman Israel, and so on. Hain Hid Hiko Me'atzman, the Eich Bicholas Lavatel. Okay, this was Derech Benos Yisrael. Look back in Source 22, Parag Dalad of Hilchos Yisrael, Biya Halacha Yud Dalad. The Rambam begins. Derech b'nei Yisrael u'b'nei Yisrael olam livdok atzmam achar hatashmish. Notice the language. Derech b'nei Yisrael u'b'nei Yisrael. Sounds like he's saying that, it was sort of it was accepted. It was accepted. In which case, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very similar. Lo tigra zem, mashenogu leishev al tipas dam kechar, del shiv nekeim. Right? The whole thing, that's also b'nei Yisrael hechmir al atzman. That's the language of the Gemara. Right? So that too, that became a practice. Right? Now, so the Rama, the Aruch HaShulchan links those two things. The Derech B'nos Yisrael, that they wait, we wait Shivan Akim, even for a tiny drop of blood, to wait Shivan Akim, right? With this din, that there's a requirement of Bedika, Kodama Tashmish. Okay, and he says, what's the din? What's the connection? The Yesh Lomar, second line of 30, the Dafka Bizmana Mishnah, Shalan Noshim Nogos Kedin Torah, the Miyad Achar Shivya may need a Tovlu, right? Remember, according to the law of the Torah, before any of these B'nos, before the Takana of it was two. We discussed it happened in a couple of stages, right? The takana, but you know, to wait, and then the takana to have shivan akiyam. So the days of the mishnah b'daraisa, she can see blood all 7 days. She can, you know, bleed all 7 days, and then that night go to the mikveh, right? After b'daraisa, she says the miyara chashivin the tavlo shaper chashel limdo ne shalonista mamayin adayim. It could well be that she saw this morning, on the seventh day. And now she goes to the mikveh that night. So then it made sense to say, listen, you know, we better check, because she may have been bleeding all 7 days. Now it kind of seemed to have stopped, but now she comes back that night. You know, it's reasonable to check. As the language is shown, nistam hamayin, right? It hasn't been, the flow has been cut off yet. Aval acha she'achaka chinigul yishav shiva nekiyim, halo bonku atzma shiva yama lo matzadam. If she waits shiva nekiyim, she's been checking herself the last 7 days. And now she's right and didn't find anything. Otherwise, she wouldn't have had Shivan Akim. So if she had Shivan Akim, she's been checking herself for the last 7 days. So she doesn't need now to check herself before she goes to the husband. Right? What's news? What's going to be different? Right? Okay? Now, you'll tell me, but wait a second. The Rambam knew that. The Rambam, by the days of the Rambam, they were doing that. Right? It's true. It fits in very well. And you could say the discussion in the Mishnah, the Gemara that we talked about yesterday, you could say that only applies in those days, right? And then it applies in those days when they weren't anyway checking for the last 7 days for the stoppage of the flow. And indeed, it did stop because she said she counted, she went to Kiyam. She said, ain't anu domin, the came in etzlenu, maschilin ha-shivin ha-kiyam acharei darar ha-yamim. The shivin ha-kiyam, they still don't even stop until after 4 or 5 days when she first started to bleed. So it's been a long time. We discuss this, right? Because, you know, we didn't discuss it at length, but you know that, right? We'll come back to it later. It's in Kut Sarivot, okay? And therefore, v'harei omedes ata b'soch yud alav yom she'achar nidusa. Just do the math, okay? She's already, if you wait 5 days before, you know, before the Hefzatara, you wait 5 days, then you know. You wait 5 days, and then you're already in the yud alav yom, right? You're in the middle of yud alav yom. So those are days of Cheskes Tara, right? Lachain min hagenu asi shapel adas haram gamkein uboru b'shad d'shmaya. It's interesting how I thought in the Aruch HaShulchan, okay, that in those days it made sense for them to check because they could still see Dam at that point. But once we accepted the din to keep the Shivan Akim, they've been checking all these days. It doesn't make sense now to do a Bedika before Tashmas. Even though I would agree that nowadays she would not need to do a Bedika. Okay, that's an interesting, point. Yeah. Not really. No. It is not. It's not Masha the Rambam. Again, the only thing is he makes that link based on Derech B'nai Yisrael. It's a creative question. I'm not saying I necessarily agree that that's what the Rambam held. I mean, but I thought it was interesting to share anyway. Okay. Anyway, if you ask...
That's one of the points, you know, how to reread the Gemara.
Sure, exactly. That's the whole point. The Gemara is always what I am. It happens to make sense. Do I think, you're asking me personally, what I think that's what I meant? I think it's not what I meant. Okay, but it's interesting anyway. Okay, I mean, others, as we'll see, you know, there are other postkimers you see over here who don't want to let go of some sort of chivadika altogether. Okay, they're still concerned about it. I mean, you look in the Bir HaGro, you look in the Bir HaGro here, and Sivkot and Beis by us, Sivkot and Beis, okay, he says, basically, right, here it is, 31, right, here in our Sivkot, Kut Peivav, Sivkot and Beis, before, the Dafka Lataris, Mashukas Havim Nisham, Dafka Lataris, Hainu Kodem Tashmish, V'lachem Mitzayna Gemara, Alu B'shosh Shioveris, right, that she's going to her, the language of the Gemara, she's going to be with her husband. Okay, the Gemara's comment was on that, and not on the part that said Mishamesh Be'edim. And I will call a post in Chokhov. Bottom line, the Bir HaGro says over here, just read it over. But the Rambam understands that the Gemaras that are talking about Taras are talking about Bedikas before Tashmish and not after. Okay, that's how he learns. And in other words, to dismiss, we want to dismiss those Gemaras about saying, oh, it's only for Taras. The Gemara is saying, the Rambam held, yeah, those Gemaras are talking about Bedikas before Tashmish, but after Tashmish, for sure, there's not. In other words, when we dismiss the Gemaras by saying, oh, that's only Asuka B'Taras, right? The girl is saying the Rambam understood that to be talking about, yes, I agree with you, regarding the Bedika before. But the Bedika after is sine qua non. Everyone requires that. And that you understand what I'm saying? What the girl is saying? But he's saying that those Gemaras, which we can say, oh no, the Gemara is only Asuka B'Taras, right? And we're talking today in Asuka B'Taras. But the Rambam would agree to that insofar as the Bedika is before. And that's why he says only the Tzuos do it before. But afterwards, everyone would agree. That's what the Rambam says. But the girl notes, I will call a post and call, right? But everyone disagrees with that Rambam. Okay, I didn't have it on the page with the Ber Heitev in Simchat Nala by us. He says that he quotes a minig. Okay, I'm sorry I didn't have the Ber Heitev here, but to take a look on the page, the Ber Heitev in his simon here, Simchat Nala quotes a minig that the women do check themselves before Tashmish, but not in front of the husbands. That's how they get away with the Libo Nokvo problem. Okay, and the Placey. Okay, I've said different, slightly different gear. So take a look in the Vyana Sevish is here. Okay, the place here in Sukkot and Olive. Question? No, the place in Sukkot and Olive has a Rabbeinu Simcha. He says, "Abe Yosef, Hevi B'Simcha Kuf Pei Dalad, B'Shem Agos Manas B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, De La Achar Tashmish Lo Tivdo, Avol Kodem Tashmish Mitzvah." I think I did this when we were back in Kuf Pei Dalad Mitzvah. Okay, that's the Girsa Agos Manios. So our Girsa is not mitzvah, but mutter. Okay, he had mitzvah. The Tanakh called Yad Amar Belidah Grez Meshubach. Okay, that's a mission in the Kaliyad. And the Gimel, that for a woman to check all the time is good. Okay, but anyway, so he has, perhaps according to another Shita, but a Simcha, there's a mitzvah to check before Tashmish as well. And that's like the Bar Hetiv. So there is such a meaning. All right, so Ad Khan, with a woman who has a vessels. Okay? Everyone with me so far? Good. So Ad Khan, a woman who has a vessels. What about a woman that's ain't love vessels? So here, we said that the Rashi had said that she should not do a bedika because of Libo Nokvo, as long as she, and again, all those Gemaras are only talking about Asuka B'Taras, but if not Asuka B'Taras, even ain't love vessels, we discussed this yesterday, right? Even ain't love vessels, if ain't lovesh, if ain't asuk mitaris, she should not do a bedika. All right, and others say that it's mutter lifnei tashmish. All right, but not afterwards. And then Rabbi Simcha says this language of mitzvah. Okay, and others say, that isha she ain't lovesh requires both before and after. That's the rush. Remember the rush quarter ben Hananel. He said he didn't want to go. We saw this yesterday. He didn't want to go against the Ben Hanano. What was Lomelani? What was the lesson there again? The end of 17, right? Okay. He says Kacha near, but any Pirush Rashi the Uki Hilchus of a second Bataris. Rashi says the whole thing is only a super Bataris. El Shalom Melani Libi LaHakel Ki Diber Ben Hanano Diber Kabolein. So according to Ben Hanano, all right, Shmuel says when he says Halacha that Gemini Ben Tignus. Okay, that would be for a woman who's ain lo vesses. One second, let's say it again. What does Rabbi Chanan say again? When Shmuel says halacha is a kabbichim and tignes, just a moment. Wait a while, what did we say for Ben Chanan again? What? She always will need a bedika, right? That what? One second. That she will need a bedika if ain't lovesis. If ain't lovesis, yeah. That she will need a bedika if ain't lovesis. Correct. So that's what the Rosh says. He doesn't want to pass against Ben Chanan. So if ain't lovesis, she will need a bedika, presumably before and afterwards. Okay? And then you also had, if you remember correctly, the Shita, the Rif, who learned the whole Gemara differently, The Rifu said that the first three times that you're with her, she needs to establish that she's not somebody who's raw machmas tashma. That was the sheet of the Rif. Okay, that she'll need a bedika the first three times. All right. So that's the background from yesterday. Good. So let's take a look now. That's Ein Lo Vesas. Again, Ein Lo Vesas, Rashi's of the opinion that she should not do a bedika. All the Gemaras who don't want a second spitaris, they shouldn't do bedika before or after. Okay. Then there's the Shita and Hagos Manitim and the Simcha who say that before Tashmish, either Mitzvah or Mutter. Okay, then there was a Shita that the Rav Chananel, which the rushing to say that would need a Bedika both before and after. And then there's the Riff, who learns also differently. And it says the first three times. Okay, good. Vain Levesis. So those are the Shitas that we had yesterday. Now let's take a look in 33. In the Rashboa writes in the Taurus Abayas. Rashi's Alpirish, La'olam Basuka Batiris. All those Gemaras are Suka Batiris. Right? And I wanted Shmuel to say it twice because he was two different people. Fine. V'kashalav the Homer Gamar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmei the Shmuel Chadazimna. But Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, we saw this yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel already also. So Gamar Masnisi, Kalamar Hosan, Perusha, Kamaforish, Masnisi, and Rahaki Posak, Kamarina. Before he's just explaining the mission, here he's passing. Okay, that's another teretz. Well, Olam, right, we didn't say that teretz yesterday, but the Rashbo says, why did I have it twice? Because one time he's explaining the mission, and the other time he's telling me what he paskins like. So it's two different things. That's why he tells it to us twice. Okay, but the Rashbo now says, but according to Rashi, Olam kol labayla lo boy v'dika. V'vada klushmaitz and hachamuchzer headed lo boy v'dika, afilu she'en lo v'eses. Finish. Rashbo agrees, like Rashi, right? That the olam kol lebayla lo boy bedika afilu b'she'ein lo vesis. Good, that's the Rashbo. All right, even if a woman doesn't have a vesis, she still doesn't need a dika lebayla. But Rashi learned the sefer truma. Also, nuchos nida simin tzari dalin 34. Shamina mikol hani the isha shitara eina tzricha livdek atzma lo shachas lo arvis lo b'shas tashmin below me boy isha she'isha vesis shemutaris below bedika ad yom vesis. Not only the Isha that has a Vesa, she's Mutaris, even without a Bedika until the day of the Vesa itself, of course. Okay. Ella on the third line now, Fila Ela Vesa is Mutaris below Bedika. Okay. Even Ela Vesa. Domer Yehudam Shmuel, Lo Shana Ela Taris, Ela Baila Boy Bedika. Wilkimna Lob, Shain Lavesa, like we saw yesterday. That's talking about Ela Vesa. And therefore, Yehudam Shmuel says that's only the Taris is not La Baila. Okay, and then he goes, he says, Rabba Barabirmi, that's, we had it, not Rabba, but Rababa, whatever. Okay, but in any event, the what do you call it, the Sefer Truma also. And you look at the end, he says, Vigamma, Rabbinah, Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbinah, and Tignas, the Ein Lo Vesas, Tzricha, Livdok, okay, Vikim, Lataris, Avalabai, Lotzer, Vadika, all right, and we shall sell from Halacha, Harmakel, all right, so, just one moment, so, okay, so Rabbinah, he's Rav Chanan and Tignas. That's what we learned. But Rav Chanan learned the other way. Okay, good. Just a moment. Yeah. So what did Rav Chanan say again? Rav Chanan said that she's Yesh Levesis. Then she'll need a bedika even if she's not a sugar. That was Ein Levesis. No, Ein Levesis would need a bedika. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Sounds like
we're not right. I'm sorry. Yeah. 1 second. Right. According to Chanano. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Anyway, so that it's a Baal and a Sefer Truma also is saying that it's like Rashi, like Rashba, that if Ein Lo Vesas doesn't need it all. Okay. If you take a look in the Chiddush Ramban. Okay, there in Nida of Yud Beis and Beis. So he has 35. So it's a good summary a little bit. He says, Hod the Amar, Rechim and Tignas, Meshamesh, and Edom, Hain, Ivsua, Vitiknua. Right, those two Edom will either, to put it in the colloquial terms, mess her up or help her, right? So he says, Lefi Perish Rashi, Zal Shnei Edom, Echad Lifnei Tashak, Lachar Tashmish. And what's Ivus Vitikun? What's messing her up and what's good? So again, it's a matter of whether there'll be a chiyuv of carbon and so on, right? And umehasam he says on shmaya tarte basuka shetzricha u'sheina suka sheina tzricha aren't she'ain mishnasenu? That's what Rashi says. Ela basuka b'taras And that's Rashi. Second paragraph. Umidira Rambam Zal Nira Shumafarish Manda Master Homasa Lomar Bishaina Sukhavataras Bafilo Hochi Kisha Ain Loves Tsricha Bidika. That's the Rambam, right? And it was two different Amar Maliv the Behuda, fine. That's have to learn that out. That's the Rambam. And third paragraph, Rabbeinu Hagadol, that's the Rif. Okay, that's Rambam first, the Rif. The Rabbeinu Hagadol is the Rif. Rabbeinu Hagadol, that was the Rif over there in Ksubis, and of Samachon Beis, the Daka Rif, when we had that before, in Source 11, right? That was the Rif. So he says, Rabbeinu Hagadol, Hitzrich Labadika, Gimel Pomim, Ad Shetehei, Mesukenes, Vuhuchsika, Shalotir, Machmas Tashmash. What is our concern? I want to make sure that this woman is not going to be one of these women who is Rav Machmas Tashmish. See, what we were talking about here was separated from Rav Machmas Tashmish, but the Rif links, you know, brings it in. We're talking about here, Bedika is not, I think I said at the beginning yesterday, this is not a matter of Rav Machmas Tashmish, but the Rif says it is. The Rif says this whole discussion is about Bedika Gimel Pomim until it's established that she's not Rav Machmas Tashmish. Or Misham Ve'elech, so the Rif will agree. The Rif fundamentally agrees that for the rest of their married life, it's not a problem. No bedikas needed, not before, not after, like Rashi. But he has that chumrah beforehand. The first three times you require it. Okay. Ken Yom is saving the Chamas Hashem, which is a belief in the Torah, but he's referring to the Sefer. Shem Shemeshes be'edim ha'ino echad lo ve'echad lo. Mishalab bedekas balifnei tashmish ulachar tashmish. Kedim mishnah seino kimo shepir ashtil amala. The hain ivsua ivsel kishira la re'ia betoch tashmish gimel upamim. If she saw a re'ia three times in connection with tashmish, that messes her over. If she's three times is good, then that's good. Because after that, okay, then call a bala boy bedika. Okay, So how do we paskin? So that's the Ramban. So according to Ramban, again, the first three times, what the Rif means, the first three times that they have Bia, she has to check that she won't be one of these people who's Rav Machmas Tashmish. So how do we paskin? So now in Sif Beis, 36, Sif Beis by us. Sif Aleph was Isha, we look back in 29. Sif Aleph was Isha, she Yesh Lav Eses Kavua. Now Sif Beis, here in Sim Kuf Pei Vav, 36. Im Ein Lav Eses Kavua, right? Then Shlosha Pama Harishonim, Tzrichin Livdo Kodim Tashmish Ve'achar Tashmish. Who be'ed shalom, he be'ed shalom. So the mechaber is choshesh for this riff, okay, that says before that the first three times she requires a bedika both before and after, and so that he who be'ed shalom, he be'ed shalom. In huchsuka be'osam shlosha pomim, she'ena roa da'a machmas tashmish, once it's been established, the chazoka, that she's not roa machmas tashmish, shuv ena tzricha bedika kal. Then we go back to the previous, you know, the other din, like the rov rishon, not like the rabbim. It doesn't need any bedika, lo lifnei tashmish, lo achar tashmish. Okay. And, but again, ulo harambam, harosh, calls man she ain lo veses, tzricha hi bedika lo olam. Kodam tashmish, achar tashmish. Harambam, matzich shagam habal yivdoch atzma achar tashmish. So we have now, again, the Shulchan Aruch does, here he quotes the Ram and the Rosh, right? Which was one of the, here you have the Ram and the Rosh and the Rif. So he quotes the sheet of the Rif, which is kind of the minority. The Rif has a chumrah the first three times, but after that, then no problem, right? But according to Rav and the Rosh, it is a problem. But again, in your day, it doesn't always follow that same ruling. So, but in any event, because at that point, the Rav and the Rosh, I mean, the Rosh, again, when I say the Rosh, I mean that Rosh didn't want to, who deferred to Ben Hanano, you know? So he says that Isha Sha'ein Lovesses, Ein Lovesses will require Bedikas. Okay, so now it comes out that, according to Rambam and the Rosh, Kolzman she'ein lo veses, tzricha hi bedika la'olam. Rambam requires even the Baal should check. So the bottom line is Shulchan Aruch says that if the woman doesn't have a veses kavur, just the first three times, and after that, then then she's already established that she's someone who doesn't see machmas tashmish. What's it? Yeah.
It seems like originally, when there was a
Rambam. It's Tzivala. Yeah. Well, he quoted the Rambam. He didn't say like the Rambam. He first said.
He was like the Rambam.
Yeah, in Kuf Pei Vav, he started, then he said, but then he quoted the Rambam. In Kuf Pei Dal, he did quote the Rambam, but only there he was talking about, He says, "Ain't a tzricha b'dika lifnei tashmish." I mean, it's a good question. And again, because you're saying the overlap doesn't quite work. Kufpei Dalet is not. As here, Kufpei Vav, both in Sif Aleph and in Sif Beis, he quotes the Rambam secondarily, if there's such a word. He quotes the Rambam as a second, you know, the Yesh Omrim, so to speak. So that doesn't bother me so much. But in Kufpei Dalet, the problem is in Kufpei Dalet isn't elaborate enough. We don't know what he's saying. I mean, we assume. It says in parentheses, Rambam, right? So the Shach said it. Yeah. And they also, that's an interesting question. I have to see if someone deals, I'm not sure. Okay. And here, again, he brings the Rambam the Rosh.
If you're going to assume that Kufpei Dalet is what the Shulchan Aruch's, Sach is, it's more like if you assume when there is a Vesta, you should just assume for sure when there's no Vesta.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, it could work the other way around. I mean, I could see putting it the other way around.
Why?
If you said there's Ema Vesta, then you have to do...
If you would have done it that way. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. I just want to point out it's a little bit difficult. It's true. All right, take a look at the Tarz HaShlomim here by us in Simchut Pei Vav, Simchut Beis. All right, this Gimel Pomer Shonim. Kane Aviva Poska Rosh Ramban Rashbo Aran. Okay, but I'm Rish Yosef, the Ram, but he said the Ravid has a different approach. The Ravid is, I could have printed the Ravid, but I quoted it here. Okay, the Sefer Bala Nefesh are Ravid. Okay, that's the long shot. I'm not going to read the whole shot, it took a whole page, so it's 40. But it should take, if you haven't done so, please read through that shot. You did it already? You saw the shot? That long, long shot. Huh?
It's a part.
Yes, I'm saying he has the major sheet that's there. But anyway, he quotes the Ravid, okay, who feels differently. The Ravid says that the idea of checking is only three times. It's not the first three times that they have Bia. But once she sees once Bishas Tashrish, then you have to check the next three times. That's how he learned it. It's not the first three times, right? Once you check once, all right? And he says, "Ein dvar b'chorachim." The Tarz HaShlomim says, "Ein dvar b'chorachim." Gam loshan rif ein asol brusho. And that's not what the rif seemed to say. Okay, he says, "Vashasi amashach v'chaz v'zal loshan kevin the das kol haposkim the isha ein laveses lo boy b'dika kol loliv the lachet tashmish." Okay, except you want to be choshish to the rif. Okay, but he's talking about the first three times. And he says, and that's what the Mechaber is talking about here. Acharzeh nimshe Mechaber, omorin, 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 omoshe, etzermo, lahachmer, olahatsu v'dika, lifnei kol tashmish, lahachar tashmish. Avalfi da'as harif, ha'yasagim v'dika gimel pomim. Okay. And he writes, ha'kei nirli demokum shenogu, lahokel, ein lahachmer. And I think that's the more wide. The bottom line, Tarz HaShlomim says, you don't have to be machmer this three times then. Okay. You don't have to be machmer for it. I just want to point out, just misvara, again, some of the Rav noted, this idea is an unusual type of chazaka, if you think about it. This idea of the rift, the Ravid's way makes it a certain amount of sense. Once it happened once, and then you need to establish it's not a pattern. Although even there, and the rift said, to do the first three times you have to be with her, that'll establish not a pattern. What's interesting is that it's a backwards type of chazaka. Right? It's an unusual chazaka. Usually, the chazaka is what? When something happens three times. Right? We discussed it in the past. Something happens three times. Not when something doesn't happen three times. Right? It's not the usual type of chazaka. Something doesn't happen three times. Usually, chazaka means, like by Shor Niska Shor, right? It's three actions, three negichas. Right, the shore gored three times, or the same day, different days, whatever, but he did it three times, right? Like a kumba say, if you will. All right, but Cheskas Gimel poem here is a funny thing. It's an absence of three times. But the Rav noted that it's not necessarily unique. We do find that by shor. As a matter of fact, when a shor mu'ud becomes tam again. Remember the reverse? We had that, we showed that when we were discussing chazakas. Right, when a shor mu'ud becomes tam again. So one opinion in the Mishnah was, how do you tell that it's tam again? Little kids can play with it. It won't bother you. But the shor, the other opinion is that it's three times, three opportunities to gore and doesn't. I remember I told you, it's like an Inchas Tshuva. You know, a person has the opportunity to do it there again and doesn't do it, right? So the shor does tshuva, so to speak. Three times he has the opportunity to go and doesn't do it, right? So there we do see, you know, that it becomes tam again when it could have gored and didn't. That's a different, there is a concept of chazaka through inaction, if you will, okay? And therefore, the same is true of Esses. By the way, right? If she didn't see three times in a row on the same day that she's, you know, how do we uproot of Esses? And her uprooted verses, three months in a row. She always saw on day 20, right? The classic case. She always saw on day 20. And now she sees day 15. So that next month, what does she have to do? She's choshes for day 15, but she still remains choshes for day 20, right? Because maybe that's aberration. That's once, twice, three times. But if three times in a row, she didn't see any more on day 20, so day 20 is no longer a day of reverses. So there is a concept of chazaka through inaction, through something not happening. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Rav said. The only thing is, the Rav said those may not be good examples to our case, because at least in those cases, the original chazaka was established through a yes action, through three negichas, through three re'ias on day 20. There was something that happened. And now it's just a matter of undoing it, right? It's a matter of undoing it. Here, we're saying nothing happened, again, according to the Rav, right? They get married. The first three times they have beer, that establishes a chazaka that she's not roa machmas tasa. So it's still not quite the same. So it's still a bit of a chiddush. You hear the point? Still a bit of a chiddush. Okay. That takes care of that. Now, that long shach here in 40, it's got knowledge. It's one of those bomb shachs. You have these long shachs sometimes, more in Choshe Mishpat, actually. But anyway, so the shach here says, Sukkot Nalef, like the Tarz Hashem quoted. Not going to read the whole thing, but look at different highlights of it. Be'emes kein hevino, kach hevino ha-poskim, halahem ha-rabban, rashpo, rosh, ran, ushar poskim, divrei ha-rif. Okay? That the Rif learned the Sirele, kipir shasheni, shasos ha-rashi. We saw the Rashi yesterday, right? And the ha-mas ha-hacha, ha-mas ha-hacha. So, and the Rashi had a different lashon, which he rejected. Who pirish ran ha-chanano? Halacha kerbichanim etingas the tzricha lebayla bedika umishamesh be'edim gimel pamer shonim beherach harish listar diberif iskim halacha deloba yidiklal eshalom lemo libo lahakel negative and chanal right that's what we saw the gamar ashpo varan nidchakul yashiv diberif they didn't want to you know get rid of him either so hadin nira bediverim ikal halacha deloba yidika klal lebayla. And all things are a chiddush. But he says, Avo be'emes, right? Now, the rifts of chiddush is business three times, a whole different way to learn the Gemara, as we explained. So he said, be'emes, le'radit esof das kol evdolam. Eich ola alibom, sh'das harif lifso kalachik ha'vechina ben atingas, de'isha she'ein lo vese tzvicha bedika le'bayla. In Cain, eich kol harif halacha zubik subis. So far, I'm on his own. She'ein lo shachas sham klau. I like Bob, Hilchas Nida. Says the Pshach, I don't understand something. Where is this? Look back in source, what he said was 11. Look back in source, where is this riff? This riff is in Hilchas Ksubas, Maseches Ksubas. Now, there's no riff in Nida, but we know that the riff in Shavuos deals with Hilchas Nida. So he doesn't put it with the rest of his Hilchas Nida. That's what the Shach is observing over here. Okay? The dinner of the riff is included in Maseches Ksubas. And not in, it doesn't include in other Hilchos neither. All right? So he says, if that's what he's paskining, if he's paskining like this, halacha l'maaseh in Hilchos neither, why doesn't this din appear in the Rif's Hilchos neither? It appears in Ksubas. Right? So, paragam on his own, she'en lo shakir on call. Well, halacha boy, Hilchos neither, kisham mekoma. All right? So, basically, he disagrees with the way of learning the Rif. And he says, "Ikar per shachli that he said neither." And can't highly quote him, wasn't he? Right? So about halfway down, he says, "Avol emes yore darko, the das harif kedas kala poskim, the filo isha she'ein lo veses lo boy medika lo bala klal lo lifnei tashmish lo lachar tashmish." The Shach insists that the Rif really agrees with all the other Rishonim. Okay, that they don't need any kind of bedika, and that's why the Rif nowhere in Hilchos Nida said otherwise. Okay, and Becholap agrees with the Hukamo Shpirish Rashi Becholap Poskim or the Bible of Boy Bedika Klal. L'chein Lo Pirish Rif Davar Hilchos Nida Al Dimer Chaim and Tigas. So they came there in a like a Taurus. Lo Bina Bedika Klal. You don't say anything here because there's no Taurus and so on. Okay, however, there is another din. A woman who sees Dam Machnas Tashmish, then she needs Medika to give three times. Okay. And the Rif there was saying, that's a question that this first time counts. It's after, but he writes, in terms of Nida, it has no Nafkamina, but it has a Nafkamina with regards to Ksuba. Right? And that's why he puts it over there. And Nafkamina in Ksuba, he says. It's a din in Ksubas. So, and that's a question whether you'll now have to divorce her. Because the issue here is in Ksuba, and that's when there's a question regarding when does she lose her Ksuba? Right? All those things that I mentioned there. She loses Ksuba, and loses Mizonas, and loses clothing, whatever else. Okay? That's the issue. All right? Which, in other words, so that's why they're talking about Mesechus Ksubas. And he's saying that that's why she has to check to make sure, to clarify her status. If she's a woman who's raw, machmas nida, machmas tashmish, so then she's going to lose her ksuba if it happens three times. That's what the checking is for. The checking is not for nida purposes. Hilchos nida. That's what the way the Shach understands it. All right. Yeah. So the that's what he thinks the das of the Rif. To not come in for ksuba purposes. And I much going to be able to arrive in, right? Okay. So basically, the Rif, he claims, fundamentally agrees with Rashi and those other Rishonim that no bedikas are needed, even unless Rasuka, again, Osek and Sataris is a different story. But if not Osek and Sataris, we agree she doesn't need a bedika, even Ein Lavesis. Okay. And the Rif therefore says nothing Hilchos Nida. It's an Ksuba. If she's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, now she has a Reyesel. And if she's three times, she better check to know whether what her status is in terms of being able to remain married. Okay? And therefore, Bizman Azeh, if she didn't see, and that, by the way, that works out very well with the Ravid. Because what does the Ravid say? Ravid said the Chibadika Gimel Palmim kicks in only after what? If seen the first time. Right? That, okay? So that's the concern in terms of Ksuba. But nowadays, again, we assume if she never did see Dam, there's no chiv to do bedikas three times, because Nida doesn't need it. Nida doesn't need it. And that's what Shach Paskins, like Rashi and like the Rov of the Rishonim, and does not worry about the Rif, and there's no requirement of even three times. So that's what the Shach concludes. You don't need this whole din. Is all the poskim, with the exception of Rambam, all the poskim say that a woman without a vessel doesn't need bedika. Okay, and they can accord with the Rif, and that's the meaning. There's neither bedika nor before nor after. Okay.
That's not what
the Rif meant. That's what he claims. I mean, it doesn't matter. The Rif is still a.
He's saying everybody's passing like the Rif, and I but so.
No, he's saying
meant this, so this is how we're going to pass it.
Well, he said independent of the Rif.
Yeah.
The
Rif is not okay. They'll just leave there, really. Right? And that's what he's saying. I realize that. I'm sorry, yeah.
It doesn't seem so much. It's like Rif. It doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. The language is like that. But the Shach's Diuk is that they should put it in Hilchos Nida then. You're right. It's not the end of the world. It's not the Rambam. I understand. Okay,
and even like his deep that much. I mean, it seems very nitpicky the way he says it. He literally says in where he discusses Hilchos Nida, I discuss this in Ksubas.
Right, right.
It's not like he just omits
right.
it over there.
Right, that's true. Okay, right a valid there, point. A valid point. Yeah, I realize by mistake I skipped to the Shach. I skipped the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who disagree, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, for example, again, the Taras HaShom we saw before concludes you don't have to do B'machmer for three times and so on. But it's not out of order, it's okay. I mean, it's out of order in the sheets, I apologize, but in terms of the, historically, it's not out of order. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, Balatanya, here in Simkuf Peivov, in Simkot and Zion, So the first part we can skip over, but he says but he writes Hilchach begimel pomershon ein lahakel below the kasei lorna. He is not going the first three times. Balatana, Shulchan Harav. Okay, here in our Simmons, we're caught in Zion. So take a look. He says that you have to do B'dika the first three times, not three Mekel. So, okay, he doesn't accept that. And he says, the Shach, Shekoshash Das, Arifka Das, Rashi, and so on and so forth. Okay, he says, maybe he's defending the practice. He says, Kimiduma Shekain Amadabar, but Mokom Shein Minik, Ein Lahakla, Negad Das, or Shulchan Aruch. I mean, unless you, Shulchan Aruch said, unless you, in a community with him, the minute to make him, but he said not so fast to go against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Sidrei Tara also I printed this in Gimel. Okay,
even if the Shach is only going to help us Kuvus, wouldn't we still do it today outside of Kuvus?
Kuvus is only going
to that's the right answer.
The first time. Oh,
that's
the rabbi's modification.
No, the meaning that it's talking about.
Well, no. Not necessarily. The riff would hold. We have to make sure that she's not in that category. One second.
He quotes the rabbi. He says, "Chat."
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Right. Like at the end, he says that the rabbi. That was the riff said. No, you're right.
The rabbi is the rabbi, but like I don't know.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, Lamaisa, I think the post that we rely upon say not to tell them, we don't tell the Chassanim to do this for three times. At least one Ashkenazi post come around me. I'm going to have to double check, but that's what we always say. We don't want to close your friend.
Ashkenazi,
yeah.
I think the usual
story. Probably is. And again, I'm not sure the Babich is maybe also based on the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure. Okay. Okay, so let's just finish off. We take a look now. You're right. I mean, the Shach is working the rivet into the riff. He's assuming like that. It's not necessarily the simple, you know.
I mean, I remember, I think the rabbi might have been working himself into the riff.
Right. I don't mean, but All right, let's just finish off. The Pesachei Tshuva, Ba'alos Hirin Sivkot and Dalid. All right, look in 41. The Pesachei Tshuva says, Ein Lavesis, Sh'ayin Mar Tshuva's Maram and Padawa, Sh'akos Da'afilo Isha Sh'ain Laves in Mimuberis. He says that even those who do require B'dika for someone who's Ein Loveses, right? That's what we saw. That some Rishonim say, even those Rishonim that the Rechaber brings, okay, but that would agree that if she's Mubaris or otherwise Mesolekes Domim, you know, she's nursing or whatever the other Kemenekes and so on, then Ein Circle B'dika. Okay? When you're a Pasha do the Menekes, the Fatamo. Okay, so that's one thing the Pesachei Tshuva says. It's a quote in Dalit. All right. But getting back to the three times issue, so the Pesachei Tshuva in Cotton Bays writes, Tzrichim Livdok Kodim, it's a Shach Pasuk, the Ain Shikh Vidibu, Vesima Kain Amadabar, the Ayan Bitar Shom Shakas, the Mokum Shanogal Haka, Ain Lahakmer, Abalav Haka, Ain Lahaka, Negib Sakh Machabar Amo, and that's what we saw is the Shulchan Aruch Rav as well. The Ayan Chavaz Da Shakasab, the Av HaOmer the Enzich of Bedika, Hainu Bedika is Chorin is Dokin, Lo Boy, and Mekol Mokom Tzricha Kinuach. In other words, there's Bedika and there's Bedika. Okay, you have to do even those who hold that you don't have to do a thorough internal exam each time, but some sort of Kinuach you do. Lahashos Eid Al Gufa Kashir Vesas. After have something in there for a short period of time, you don't have to do a whole full Bedika. So that's what he's talking about. Yeah. He says the Pesachei Tshuva is quoting the Chavaz Das that when Rov Rishonim say you don't need a bedikah the first three times against her, it means she doesn't have to check all the way inside. But there should be some kind of cleaning. Okay? Some kind of cleaning.
If you're going down that road, you could say Shmuel exists.
With the Gemara meant also, yeah. But you know, the question is, you do have to be careful. By the way, some suggest, you see, there's always going to be a problem. When do you start the first three times? Why is the first three times they have relations? Yeah, but if she's a virgin, so she has psulim. So it's going to be blood. There's going to be blood. We know there's going to be blood. It's nothing to do with tashmish. I mean, nothing to do with menstrual blood and tashmish. It's just bleeding from tearing the hymen, by tearing the psulim. So that's why some say the three times don't begin. You don't count. You don't start counting the three times until after the psulim are gone, right? Which is harder to measure, but otherwise it's always going to be done for sure. Okay, I mean, again, today a lot of times the psulim, the women don't have the psulim, not because they did anything before in terms of relations, but exercise, other things. So some women don't bleed. But anyway, that's one point. Okay, and then the other thing that Piskei Teshuva said, Old Kaz Hashem, the Imras of Pam Achas, but Old Tashmish, I feel like Kamufu and Tashmish, Yev is Shubadika Achai Tashmish, came in the Seattle, the Rehas of Pam Achas. He also seems to say that it's not the first three times together, but the first three times after she once sees, which is more likely arriving. Okay. So to summarize, basically, in terms of Isha, who does not have a Vesus Kavua. So according to Rashi, let's just summarize and then we'll be done for today, a few minutes early. Okay, because I have one other thing I want to do on Nika Machas Tashmish, that's in other sheets, which you got, right? You got the last set, right? So we'll do that. Tomorrow, should we do Parsha tomorrow? So we'll do Sunday. Okay. So, again, to summarize the Shitas, get it straight in our heads. Isha without a Vesus Kavua. According to Rashi, no Bedika is needed, not before, not after. Many we shouldn't hold this way. The whole of the Sugis Nigmar about Osekas Pitaris, okay? And since she was doing for Bedika Pitaris, so also Labaila, but not Nogavis Manazem. That's Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel, okay, you always have to do a bedika before Tashmish, even Bizman Hazeh. Right? That was Rabbeinu Chananel, which is the Rosh. The Rif, so the Rif Shita really is subject to analysis. According to Ramban, okay, the Rif said that since she has no Vesus Kavur, so anything might trigger the Vesus, right? You know, she doesn't have a day that's fixed, anything might trigger it. So therefore, Bedika is needed the first three times to make sure that Tashmish is not the trigger. Okay? And it was that the Shulchan Aruch really brings. That's the logic of doing the Bedika the first three times, because you want to make sure that it's not, this woman doesn't have a regular basis, so it's triggered by other things, not a fixed time. So you want to make sure that Tashmish is not one of the other things. And that's what the way the Ramban learns it. According to the Ravid, you only need Bedika if there already was one Riyah, but otherwise no need. Okay, it has to be one Riyah first. And then according to Shach, this whole din is not Nogeya Tilchus need at all in the Rif. Telling the Nedek Suba, he can divorce her. Balik Suba, if she's Roa Adam, Machmas Tashmish. So for that, there's a Chiv Bedika. There's a Chiv Bedika to see if she's Roa Adam, Machmas Tashmish, in which case, in divorce without paying the Suba. But it's not necessary to do that to be Mater her in Tashmish. Right, so I'm just thinking.
In the event that Adam starts complaining.
Right, that's what I'm about to say. Maybe he doesn't care, or he doesn't care now. He's not right. That's what I'm about to say. I'm just about to say that. That'll answer your question before. Why don't we do it? I mean, again, your point about the fact that, or both your points about the fact that the Rif, I agree, it doesn't really look like that in the Rif, even though it's in Ksubis. Okay, but that, I mean, look, the Shach, that's how Shach learns it. So according to the Shach, it's the whole thing is not Nogea of Tilchus Nida, it's only a Din of Ksuba, that he can divorce her without the Ksuba if she's rode Machmas Tashmish three times. So that is a Chiv Bedika. Okay, but if not, it's not necessary for him to be Mutter with her. Okay? As I say, today, the different Shitas. Okay, today, many people say like the Shulchan Aruch, so you need to do a Bedika the first three times. I think in some, you know, it depends where. Depends where. I think that the, you know, the person with Ayeshiva, tell the Chassanim not to do Bedika the first three times, even the first three times. Some wishes to be Machmer, I guess he can. And the Shardim, presumably, do it. Okay. I have to check here to look in Rosolovsky's safe or whatever, and see what Let's see what they say. But a lot of contemporary poshim, I think they said Abdul Lushan Harbaha told the Chassanim not to be choshes. There were different sheetahs about that. Rosovsky quotes a willy. Okay. That makes sense. You love it. I think that's the more prevalent practice today. The fellow who, interesting fellow. He learned here in the yeshiva now. I think he's in there. He's also in the mirror. But he kept hucking me, he wanted to do it. I said, okay. He answered an essay. I said, no. I thought that's what I learned also. That's not necessary. But if you want to do it, all right. Do it. It can't hurt necessarily. I mean, it can hurt because, again, you have to know the situation. You have to know the people. So you checked. Did it say where Rashad said? I don't say that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Shafta also said you don't have to be close. You have to double check. Huh?
I think Rabbi Shafta complained that I heard from Rabbi Shafta that whoever wrote out notes and put in Rabbi Shabalowski see if there were some errors in his
side. What, in the back, you mean?
Yeah.
Rabbi Shafta didn't write that himself?
No, someone wrote notes and he told me, I asked him about a few things.
He
told me that they were incorrect.
Oh, really?
Meaning
Rabbi
didn't write the book.
No, wrote the book. In the back, there's stuff from a Willig or a Neuberger or a Schefter or somebody else. So, Horace, so to speak.
Based off sharing from Rabbi Schefter, and I asked him about a few things, and he told me that.
Oh, but does he weigh in on this? You don't know.
I don't know.
Again, I think that's why I learned that that's how most assume that it's not necessary, but if a person wants it, can. Okay, I'll kind of stop over here. Position, and we'll continue. I just want to ask. We'd rather do parsha tomorrow. You want to be able to go over all this stuff? Because I have one more shiur on this topic of Zika, but to finish some kufpei bob. But I guess we'll do it on Sunday. What's that? I want to give you guys a chance to go through the cards to. It's hard to keep up, so maybe we'll do some of the partial. Okay. I'll get contact later on. Okay. Very good. Yeah.
How seriously do you take it when throwing in? I know it's done a lot in the Rambam, but when people talk about like where halacha is and try to make.
You're right. So the Rambam members of Medayik. Why put it over here? Put it over there. The Rambam is assumed to be every word. Was intentional and thought out, and I'm not saying it wasn't, but
he organized everything.
Right, he put up his own seder, so therefore, but the riff was giving you halacha. I have to say instinctively, the shach. I wasn't as impressed with that diuk. The shach says it's a matter of fact. What's it doing? What do you mean? The Rift didn't write a common Hilchos Nida. Comes in Shavuos, and he has Hilchos Nida there, but it doesn't mean he has to have every single din there, especially if you mention it somewhere else. So I was less than, I think the Ravid's point makes sense. I do think that once he wants and he worried about it, you have to introduce three times. I think that does make, but that application of Shach is correct. And he said that's the minute, yeah. But to say that just because the riff put it, no, I don't think. We're not usually with Dyke and the riff and the Rambam. We're not going to the Rambam.
I'm reading the Makar Barak.
Yeah.
He quotes the Tziv, like why there's so many difficulties, why everything looks funny in the Rambam. Just because the Rambam didn't learn Gecharusa. He said, whenever you see something weird or funny in the Rambam, then there was a lot of times he's chosen the Tshuvos because the Rambam, the Sefer Rambam wasn't written so well.
Interesting.
I guess it depends on
who you are.
The story is that the two is around on
end. Right. They say that Reb Chaim, I don't know if it's true, but they say that Reb Chaim said that he could have written better tshuvas for Shita Sarama than the Rama wrote. the tshuvas Rama is not something that you can. I mean, look, the you're right. The Yemenites will say not like that, right? They'll say that. But some of the tshuvas was, they place a lot of stock in it.
Sure, there was when we were doing brachos here, a few different tshuvas came up with the Rambam. And one time Rabbi Shaffer said, the chuas were questionable and didn't make any sense, and the other times the chuas were good. So I said, they're under questionable authorship, so when do you accept it? And
right.
He said, when it's good, we accept it.
But yeah, there are different collections of the chuas also.
He's talking about specifically the ones for the Chachmim now.
Oh, that series. No, I'm saying they're different presentations. I mean, they put out the Peridot, Rav Yosef put out with Shmuel Rambam and with his horrors. I remember a few things. I actually showed the Meshach a couple of things where I thought that some of the Lomdos of the Yukim, don't work. according to those Jews, the whole thing about, maybe we'll talk about the whole thing about Hanukkah, the whole Brisker Rabban, and the Hanukkah with two windows, with the Hidden Mitzvah. I'm talking about, right? The famous Brisker Rav, but they hold it, but there's no, he's Medayik, that according to the Rambam, the head of the household lights all the candles. Mm-hmm. Right? Because as soon as you put it down, there's no more hidder, because the famous Titzitz and Rambam by Mila. So he has a whole lumbus. That's why the Rambam, not like the Rambam, the Rambam seems to all like the Rambam, the Rambam says everybody lights their own, which is what we, when Ashkenazim do. I want to top that the father, whatever, lights all 80 candles in the temple. So, and it was based on
that's all the candles that are there, which is only one Chanukiah.
By you, yeah, by us we have all Chanukiah. And when I say, according to this Jewish Rambam, it was printed in the Peron Dor Jewish. The whole Lomdus goes out the window, So.
Yeah,
different gears, so, yeah.
It's the famous joke they say about the Rambam.
Exactly. Yeah.
The big Rosh Hashanah passes away.
Yeah.
And the Bezdin, deciding whether he goes to heaven, Olamavah or not. And so he says, so they ask him, what did you do? He says, well, I wrote some Svarim on the Rambam.
Yeah.
So they call down the Rambam and they say, okay, why don't you tell over the Rambam some of your thoughts? And you tell me, and then we'll see if it's good. So first he goes, there's the Rambam, it's against the Gemara. He says, must be the Rambam had a Yerushalmi. Look at the Rambam, I never heard of this Yerushalmi. They say another one says, this Rambam says one thing, it seems to be so serious, it says, Sveidim in the Rambam. Look at the Rambam, like, nope, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
And they go on, stick in the Rambam. And so at the end, none of them fit with the Rambam, what the Rambam really meant to me. So he pulls aside the Bezdin. He says, listen, who are you going to trust? Some big Rosh Hashiva? Sparty.
Very good.